Ask any Eurosceptic who determines this nation's future, and I bet they'll say it's those bureaucrats in Brussels. But on one issue at least, politicians here at the Palace of Westminster will have a decisive influence. If the government reaches a deal on a new EU constitution, Parliament would have to ratify it. And that's certain to provoke a row, which will cut across traditional party lines. So the government has a decision to make. Should it try to prolong negotiations until after the next general election, or try to get the whole thorny issue out of the way as quickly as possible? The former Europe Minister, Doug Henderson, is pressing for swift action. He believes that in the wake of the Spanish atrocity, the previously sceptical electorate might see the need for greater European cooperation.
If Britain plays a positive role in getting a new constitution, allowing it to more effectively fight terrorism, I think the British people would recognise not only the contribution that was made by their government, but also how important that was in a world context.
And some Labour strategists share his view. The European summit, which might sign and seal a new EU constitution, would come just a week after the European elections in June. So the Conservatives would campaign to transform that election into a de facto referendum. While this could provide a fillip for Michael Howard in the short term, the potential advantage for Labour is that the whole issue might then run out of steam by the time of the next general election. But Heather Graby from the Centre for European Reform says the timing may still prove tricky for the government.
There is an incentive to get it done by June, but there's still a lot of issues to be resolved, and it's quite possible that other countries could be difficult. If it gets delayed until the autumn, and there's a risk of that, then the ratification period could fall in the first part of 2005, which is just during a general election campaign, in which, again, the Conservatives could make a lot of gains based on opposing the Constitution.
And any deal on the Constitution this side of an election is likely to help forge a rare alliance of pro-EU Lib Dems, Eurosceptic Conservatives, and, inevitably, some Labour rebels. They are calling for the whole thing to be put to a referendum. The former Labour Minister, Frank Field, believes that a plebiscite and not just a vote in Parliament is necessary to restore voters' waning faith in the political system.
The risks in ramming through the European Constitution are enormous. My guess is, at the end of the day, he won't get the bill through without conceding the referendum. The government may not only have problems in the House of Commons, because by not being able to get rid of the hereditaries, the figures won't stack up for them in the Lords.
So it would seem that for Tony Blair at the moment, every solution brings a problem.